Good morning, everybody. So what we're going to talk about this morning? Well, you know, there's a lot that kind of has been on my mind. And, you know, we're having Bible study last night with Kat, and we're in John, but we ended up kind of going all over the place in the midst of it. And it was a good Bible study, but one of the things is that love of Christ that the Lord has given us and the things that he has freed us from. I mean, it goes against our absolute carnal mind, his ways. And I really kind of want to go to Matthew 11:28. And it says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And you know, just in that is so against our carnal mind. I mean, the number one thing that I think has been on my mind is making Jesus our Lord. It's just truly just making him our Lord. And you know, there's a bunch of stuff that's going on right now as far as things coming up and, you know, some breaking through and these things, and it's a praise the Lord. But you know, and when we go about doing our daily life, I mean, do we really just lay down our life for him? What you find is you think it might be a really hard choice. You know, putting off that flesh, taking a hold of that unbelief and casting that thing down because we wake up and that old man's right next to us. It's all over us. But it's actually a freedom that he has given us. You know, I mean, I could sit there in my carnal mind and my mind wants to go and do this to take care of myself or go do that or go do this. But when it's just all the Lord, it's just yes and amen. You know, none of those things matter. And I can look at the situations and the things that are about to come through and I can sit there and wonder and see how, which way this thing's gonna go or which way that thing's gonna go. But you know what? It all doesn't matter. Because if I'm really putting my trust and faith in Jesus Christ, then there's freedom there. So if it goes one way, then praise God. If it goes another way, then praise God. It doesn't matter. Because he's good and he knows what's best for me. All I gotta do is seek him first and his righteousness. That's it. And it's a simple thing. You know, we're actually in John. And I wanna go to, John now. John 6:28, and said, "Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent." That's simple. That's easy. But the kind of belief that we're talking about here is the belief of stepping out in him, the belief that Abraham had. This is the faith that Abraham had. Where he believed God. He staggered not at the promises of the Lord. To the point of taking his son Isaac and offering him up. And Hebrews testifies of the fact that he knew that the promise was through Isaac. God promised Adam that he would have to raise him from the dead. See, now that's believing. That's believing. And see, we can walk around and say we believe God till we're blue in the face, but until we show the act of faith towards him and obeying him and trusting him, that's a whole different ball game, isn't it? That's a whole different ball game. But as we read in the scripture before, his yoke is easy. His burden is light. It's a freeing thing, not a bondage thing. And see, our carnal mind wants to go, it's 180 degrees opposite of God. 180 degrees opposite of God. And what it wants to do is to tell you, don't do that, that's going to hurt you. Don't put your faith in Him, He's going to let you down. But it's absolutely not true. And when we actually just lay those things down, we find that we're free in Him. No matter what's going on, no matter what the situation is. You take Paul and Silas. Paul had the vision to go down to Macedonia. He goes down to Macedonia, and what happens? They get beat, thrown into the uttermost part of the prison where all the crap falls down, and they're singing and praising God. They believed God. And they had a faith that God was going to get them out of that situation, or they were there for some reason. But it didn't matter. That situation didn't matter to them. They're obedient unto the Lord, and because of that obedience, and because of that, their faith was in Jesus Christ. They got to minister unto whom they were sent to minister unto. And that's a praise the Lord. You know, and I was sitting there talking with my stepdad yesterday, and we, you know, we all got our struggles. We all got our fights. And one thing, there's something that Scott said to me, or Scott said to everybody, I mean, it was during the sermon, and he goes, you know, it's not, your faith is really not builded when everything's just going hunky-dory and great. But your faith is actually exercised when you're going through that struggle, when you're going through that fight. And we all have our struggles. We all have our issues and all these things which we don't have to be bound to. And what we need to do, just like a Paul and Silas sat there and praised God in the uttermost parts of the prison, when things are going astray and all these things are going wonky and sideways, is we need to just start praising God. Amen. Just as they did. Amen. Amen? Because if we really truly believe our Lord, we know it's for our good or for somebody else's good. Amen? Amen? And that's the place where we really need to get to. I mean, the Lord's good. We have that scripture, in Him is light and there is what? No darkness at all. Man, if we believe that, what could hold us bound? How can, if we believe that, how can we be under the circumstance and being ruled by the things that are going around us? Should have no bonds on us. Should not be bound to that thing. But we should be bound to our Lord Jesus Christ, which is freedom, life, peace, love. And we ought to do this not for our sakes only, but for the sakes of others that are around us. Isn't that the point? And it all just comes down to a choice. You know, Paul was talking up here Thursday night about we want grace, right? We want grace. Well, we must give some grace as well. As the Lord's forgiven us, we ought to forgive one another. Amen. Amen. Where does that come out? How does that come out? That's one of those things also. Rubber meets the road till you try it, isn't it? But when that situation comes up that's frustrating and somebody just does you wrong, what are you going to do? You have that choice. You going to hand out grace and mercy and love towards that person? Or are you going to start hating that person? It was a funny thing. I was in a situation not too long ago where I had that opportunity. Didn't see it happening when it was happening. But I knew in my heart at that time, I knew that the Lord's way was to love and to serve. But in my heart, I got mad and angry. I didn't show it, but it was in there. And I said, you know what, Lord? I'm sorry. That's not your way. I repent. You know, I want another opportunity. When shortly after that, I got another opportunity. But praise God. If we're not willing to lay down our life for one another and love one another as Jesus loved us, how are we ever going to show the love of Christ? When Jesus said, they will know you're my disciples by your love one for another. And as Christ laid down his life for his friends, we ought to do the same thing. And he not just did it for his friends, but that the whole world might have a chance. If we're not showing that love, how will they know? And it's getting very scarce and very scarce and very scarce. And the church nowadays that's supposed to be servants of the Most High God are now condemning people with their nose up in the air thinking they're better than those people out in the world. You know, and I don't find it just in the churches out there, but I'm sure it happens within here as well. But the Lord's good. And there's no freedom in that, but bondage. Not only does unforgiveness, I mean, when you have unforgiveness, the only person that's affecting is you. That's keeping you from going forward in the Lord. That's keeping you to the bondage of bitterness and hatred and the things of the flesh. That's not freeing at all. So the Lord's good. And He set us that freedom, not bondage. What we find is when we do lay down our lives for Him and for others, that it's a joyful thing. If your perspective's right, it's a joyful thing. It's a freeing thing. His burden is light. His yoke is easy. I mean, where's that scripture in Jeremiah where he talks about, I think it's in Jeremiah, he goes, because you called my work, what, a burden? And it's not a burden. But it's joyful. The Lord's good. And if we just change our mind about first and frontmost the Lord, that in Him is light and there's no darkness at all. Trusting Him in all things and choosing Him and making Him Lord over your life. Then all the rest of the stuff's gonna line up and it's gonna be easy and it's gonna be a joy. It's not gonna be a burden. It's not gonna be hard. Jeremiah 23. It's gonna be a joy to hang out with my kids. It's gonna be a joy to hang out with my brothers and sisters. It's gonna be a joy to go and serve my bosses as unto the Lord. It's gonna be a joy to go serve my brothers and sisters as unto the Lord. It's going to be a joy to do that which my authorities tell me to do. Not a burden. A joy. And then what you'll find is the strength that the Lord will give you in the midst of doing that is amazing. Absolutely amazing. What does that song say? He goes, I'll fly with wings as eagles, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. If your heart's desire is to serve Jesus Christ, and that's all that matters to you, then He'll give you everything you need to do that. You know, what's interesting about the scripture in John and a little bit beforehand is because, you can go to 26 and it says, Jesus answered them, and this is 6:26, and answered them, said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Where were their hearts? In the flesh. Lord, give me, give me, give me, give me. I need. And do we do that? You know, is it, Lord, do this, Lord, do that, Lord, do this? Or is it, Lord, what can I do for you? I'm here, use me. Pour out your spirit unto me. Pour out your love unto me so I can go and use it to glorify thee. But are we back into that, Lord, give me, give me. Or Lord, why is this happening? Or Lord, what's going on here? Do that way too much. The soldiers, if we're his army and his body's an army, the Lord of hosts, the soldiers go forth taking orders and doing that diligently, that which he has them to do. They don't turn around and say to the general, give me, give me, give me. Serve me, serve me, serve me. No. Way too many times we get that thing backwards. Let's take an example of the children of Israel for a second. God showed them his power. Over and over, over and again in the land of Egypt. Delivered them out of the land of Egypt. Destroyed Egypt. They went out the desert and they said, you brought us out here to die. Murmured against the Lord. Murmured against the Lord. Murmured against the Lord. Murmured against the Lord. Time and time and time again. And it's an easy way to fall into that. Been there many times, been there so many times, don't want to admit it. But we need to change that. We need to be that second generation that enters into the promised land. With boldness, taking orders as soldiers and watching what the Lord can do. What did they do? They went and shouted at the wall. It's not like they went up and picked up a bunch of swords. Did it out of their own strength. No, the marching orders would go around the wall and shout at it. And the walls came tumbling down. And then you go, wow, praise God. And that was what the Lord did for them. It was for them and for others around to see the power of God that they might turn. There's other nations that they could have turned to the true living God. Jesus. It's an amazing thing. The whole time he was telling the first generation, just trust and believe in me. I want you to be my people. I tell you what, I want to be his people, amen? So let's change our minds. Let's change our perspective. Let's put our faith and trust in the one that cares for you. What is that one in Peter? I think it's 1 Peter 5. Read this verse, be done. 1 Peter 5, I'm just going to read it. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that you may exalt you, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Amen. Amen. So if we're heavy laden, and we got these things on our shoulders, and we got these things bogging us down, let's take them and leave them at the altar. Amen. Let's cast it off our shoulders and be free in him. Walk in that love, power, and sound mind that he's given us. The Lord's good. Let's walk out of here today free. Let's walk every day free. Amen.
The Lord is good. Amen. And gracious and merciful and loving. And the testimony of Scripture. And you know, it is something that we have harped on and harped on and harped on and harped on because it's so against our nature even to be able to receive how the goodness of the Lord. We at our best Not, don't come close. I have, what the Bible says about Jesus, for instance. You say you abide in him, you ought to also walk as he walked. That sounds real good if you say it real fast. If you don't know how he walked, what's that to you? Right? Well, Philip hit it in Matthew 11, and I'm going to relate it to Philippians. Philippians 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. All right, what kind of mind was that? Amongst other things, because, you know, you could go on for hours, right? Probably years. Verse 29, Matthew 11. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. I'm humble. I do exactly what the Father gives me to do. I say exactly what the Father gives me to say. It's not about me at all. And that's so wacky, crazy, not like us, that we have a hard time wrapping our minds around that. These people actually really think we need to act like that. He's hanging on the cross. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. That's rubber meeting the road. They're killing you. And you're extending forgiveness for the people that are doing it ignorantly. That mind, if we go back earlier in Philippians, if there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Yeah, it is wacky, crazy to think as Jesus thought. He was pure. He did not seek to serve or exalt himself. And yeah, we're wacky, crazy, just out stupid crazy enough to believe that is also what we're supposed to put on. You know, it doesn't come naturally to us, but we're to walk in that in him. By faith. That's the only way that's going to ever happen. And if that faith that you have can't deliver you out of the corruptness of your carnal mind and this corrupt body into him, so you can do the works of God, where you can love people, administer forgiveness, administer reconciliation with the Father, then it's worthless. You better bring it all back home and seek the Lord while he can be found. You know, I stood up here and I've said it over and over again. He's trying to be good to y'all. He loves us. Trying to be good to me. I didn't mean to exclude myself out of that. But scripture is just loaded with chapters and verses that explain the character of our Father in heaven and his Son, our Savior and Lord. And yeah, we're stupid, crazy, believe that that's exactly how we're supposed to live. Just exactly like Jesus lived. With faith in him. It's about in him. It's about in him. Because in us is no good thing. You know, I'm flooded with scriptures and pastors. I'm gonna leave it simple and just leave it there. We can be of that mind. Amen. We can appropriate the purity and the honesty and the obedience of Jesus Christ and the love and the fellowship and the life change that is in His mind. And talk about looking different. When you can forgive people preemptively and minister yet grace and mercy, you'll definitely look different. Because that's really not what's available out there. I'm done.